بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The Supreme Leader's View of Palestine. The History of Occupation. The Islamic Republic's View of Palestine. Regarding the issue of Palestine, the goal is to liberate it, that is, wiping out the Israeli government. There is no difference between territories occupied before or after the year 1967. Every inch of Palestinian lands is part of Muslims' homeland. Any non-Muslim and non-Palestinian rule over Palestine is illegitimate. As Imam Khomeini said, Israel must disappear. If Palestinian Jews accept Islamic rule, they may live in Palestine. It is not a matter of anti-Semitism. The problem is that a Muslim homeland has been occupied. If the heads of Muslim countries were not under the influence of global powers, they could achieve this. Unfortunately, they fail to do so. In addition to the issue of Palestine, the issue of Jerusalem, Al-Quds, is of paramount importance. Today, various plots are being hatched by the Zionists to occupy this holy city and destroy its Islamic features. But this city belongs to all Muslims. And Jerusalem, Al-Quds, is the capital city of Palestine. Muslims will foil the enemy's evil plots. Muslims will confront their plots.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
From an Islamic perspective, the issue of Palestine is a crucial issue for all Muslims. All Shia and Sunni scholars have explicitly stated that if a part of Muslim territories is occupied by the enemies of Islam, it will be every Muslim's duty to fight in order to restore the lost piece of land. Everybody should somehow take on part of this responsibility in the case of Palestine. First, everyone is considered responsible from an Islamic point of view. The occupied Palestinian lands are part of the Islamic territory. These lands have been occupied by the enemies of Islam, and they have to be restored. Second, there are 8 million Muslims who have either been displaced or are living inside Palestine in worse conditions than those of the homeless. They are not free to walk in the streets or express what they think. They are not allowed to have representatives in the management of their own country.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.